Around 350,000 teenagers will have a day off school next Tuesday. Their teachers are going on strike over plans to change the junior certificate examination. One of the plans includes some 40% of marks being awarded by a student's own teacher instead of a teacher at another school. The Minister for Education, Jan O'Sullivan, wants them to call off the strike, and we'll talk to her later. Philip Irwin is here now. He's president of the ASTI. They're one of the two trade unions representing secondary school teachers who won't work next Tuesday. Philip, you're very welcome.
Good morning, Gavin.
What do you want from Jan O'Sullivan now to stop you closing schools on Tuesday?
Well, we'd want negotiations, certainly. She has put a bar on that, and that is that she'll only discuss things in terms of the offer she's made.
She says her door is always open.
She says that, and we're always willing to talk too, but we're a long time involved in this this issue. It's been going on for more than 2 years now. We've been very patient. We've been measured and responsible in the way in which we've tackled it. We've done a number of things over the last couple of years. When we weren't properly consulted by her predecessor, we engaged in our own consultations, presented it to them, had a petition of 10,000 teachers. We've had lunchtime protests. We've had non-cooperation. When she continued the plans to implement it this year with the English specifications, we balloted again in the ASTI. TUI had already balloted for strike action, so we joined them in that. So you know we're a long time down the road on this one, and that's where we're at now.
Okay.
It's unfortunate it has come to this, but teachers are very resolute on the matter.
You mark exams and assess your students all the time. Why can't you do it at the end of third year? I mean, as anyone who has ever sat the exam will ruefully agree in retrospect, it's the junior cert. It's not the end of the world.
No, it's not, but it is an important midpoint in a student's second level career. It has a useful value in terms of subject choice for leaving cert, etc. Parents, teachers and students who are doing it in the year they're doing it find it an important motivation for student motivation and for goal setting, so it provides a very useful function. Also, I suppose a quality control in the system, and it's an education system which we've suffered huge cutbacks over the last 6 years, so therefore it's a kind of a sticking plaster that is holding a system under huge pressure together. That's why we are defending it so strongly.
You asked for more training, you got more training. By all accounts, you wasted the one day you had last year complaining and wouldn't cooperate with this year's day of training as a bargaining tool. Why aren't you even giving the new curriculum a chance, as you're legally obliged to do?
That's disappointing you'd say that, Gavin. I think the training was unsatisfactory.
The accounts I've heard from teachers is that the one day was wasted with people complaining about the exam.
I know, Gavin, the issue, and it's in the framework itself, that assessment is they're considering it the big change. Assessment wasn't discussed at all. Teachers wanted to discuss the change, and that was unfortunate.
But
it was indeed wasted, but it wasn't wasted by the teachers.
Did you cooperate this year?
We haven't, because we want the retention of external assessment. We have, and we've acknowledged the significant move by the current minister, given the stonewalling we had over the last 2 years from Minister Rory Quinn in bringing back state certification. So we're part of the way there, and we just need more movement from her, actually.
How much of this is about money and workload rather than the integrity of the exam, as you argue? Being asked to do more work for the same or less pay, again, arguably.
There will indeed, Gavin, be workload issues, but teachers are prepared to engage in those. In terms of what's being presented as 60-40, the current junior certificate is 100% externally assessed. It has huge credibility, it has integrity, and it has confidence among the public. The 40%, we are actually willing to break down the points of assessment, in other words, from the terminal exam, and we're happy to do that. but we want it externally assessed.
Can you come back to workload and pay, which is what I addressed to you?
No, Gavin. The 40% will mean an increased workload in terms of project work, portfolio and practicals. Some of that is going on already, Gavin, and this is kind of the misrepresentation going on in subjects like the civic, social and political education, which is 60% for an action project report, or home economics or music, or you know, subjects of that type, or even in the science syllabus, which did change in 2003, revamped again 2006. The teachers are involved in ongoing change here, and in changing work practices all the time. We're not against that kind of thing, but we do have baselines in terms of protecting the education system and protecting the integrity of it and public confidence in it.
The minister says she has compromised, and she has rowed back.
No, Gavin. I think that's a misrepresentation.
As I said to you, Gavin, have you compromised?
No, Gavin. The status quo is that they are externally assessed. The issue is around the 40%. It always has been, and I'll tell you why. Because the previous minister, Rory Quinn, with his fanciful ideas, he in English, Irish, and maths, he was still holding 60% as to be corrected and to be looked after by the state exams commission, and in that, in other words, it was quite clear he knew that didn't have public credibility. So what I'm saying to you is, it's always been about the 40%. It's a misrepresentation to say that there's a compromise here.
No, it's gone from 100 to 40%.
The 100% is the current situation.
The question I'm asking is, in terms of your approach, how have you compromised?
Well, we've said we will engage and we will work with the 40% in terms of project work and portfolio, and extending that into all subjects, and we're happy to do that. The minister perhaps needs to be looking at the information she sent to parents and guardians of sixth class students last year, and I'm speaking now as a parent of a first year student with this new junior cycle. In that, they talked about a school cert, now a state cert, thankfully, but also they talked about a school report, and there's where the space is in terms of people's personal and social development. That's where the space is. I think she needs to look more closely at what's been proposed, and there is space there, if she's willing. And to look at it in a more complex way, I think, rather than the kind of sound bites about 60-40. That's no help, and it's not an answer. And the teachers of Ireland are resolute in terms of defending the education system.
Okay, Philip Irwin, thank you very much for coming into us. We'll be speaking to John O'Sullivan, the Minister for Education, later in the programme, but if you are a teenager listening this morning, it sounds like you're still going to have Tuesday off.